World Championships in Multilingual Shorthand 2013 in Ghent. English Competition Dictation. Attention. The cost and stress of car-related issues has made me wonder if I should buy a new car. Has the time come to finally let go of my favorite old car? This is a car that has served my dad and me faithfully for over 250,000 miles and counting. Maybe I do deserve something with side impact airbags and a CD player. My old car is already paid off, and that should mean more money in my pocket. However, the repairs have really been hard on my checkbook. My old auto is cheaper to insure than a new one would be. Over the course of 5 years, I've saved hundreds of dollars on insurance. If I get a new car, I know I'm going to stress over every little dent and scratch. A bump on my old car adds character, or so I'd like to believe. A scratch on a brand new car is a noticeable mark. I have little scratches on my car that I do not worry about fixing. I don't want my dear old vehicle to be scratched, of course, but if it happens, it won't break my heart. If I were driving a brand new car, however, that would be a different story. At this point, it's become something of a game to see how many miles I can put on this car. I had one mechanic tell me he has a Honda that has traveled 400,000 miles. While I do not know if my car can travel that far, it may have a few more years in it, faded seats, cassette player, and all. I do love my car, but not long ago, my parents said that I should get myself a new car for safety reasons. So far, I have resisted the idea.